This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Donald Trump arraigned.
Very sad day for America.
Cash over country.
He sold out his colleagues at the U.S. Navy.
Surge at the pump.
I have to worry about gas and how to get to work.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Dramatic moments at a federal court in Washington. And CBS's Robert Costa tells us former President Donald Trump, after his arraignment on criminal charges, cried foul.
You can't beat him. You persecute him or you prosecute him.
Trump pushed back against the Justice Department, which alleges he led a sweeping criminal conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election.
This is a persecution of a political opponent.
Lock him up!
Crowds of protesters and supporters gathered outside. Inside the courtroom, Trump sat, his hands folded at the defense table. He pleaded not guilty to four felony charges. The judge told Trump the obstruction charge alone could carry up to 20 years in prison. Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson says the road ahead could be tricky for Trump.
The fact that the president is running for president doesn't change the fact that he's under an obligation to show up for a trial.
Two U.S. Navy sailors have been arrested. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada says they're accused of giving sensitive military information to China.
We sometimes discover threats to our national security come from inside our most esteemed institutions.
Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Jin Chao-wei worked on the USS Essex stationed in San Diego. He faces espionage charges after allegedly sending a Chinese intelligence officer to locations of various Navy ships, along with technical manuals, pictures, and videos of the Essex, plus descriptions of the ship's defensive weapons. He's also accused of taking $5,000 in exchange. The second sailor, Wenheng Zhao, is charged with bribery after allegedly taking nearly $15,000 from a Chinese intelligence officer. According to the indictment, Zhao gave the officer plans for a large-scale U.S. military exercise in the Indo-Pacific region, along with photos of electrical diagrams and blueprints for a radar system from a U.S. military base in Japan.
In a win for the Biden administration, an appeals court has allowed a rule restricting asylum at the southern border to hold for now as a longer legal battle plays out. Correspondent Omar Villafranca tells us the discovery of two bodies in the Rio Grande is adding new tension to the political battle over a floating barrier. One was found tangled in it.
Univision spoke to his emotional mother, who says he was her oldest son. Before he left, she told reporters he gave her one last hug and said, "We can't keep starving here. I have to go." Mexican officials blame the drownings on the barriers. A spokesperson for Texas Governor Greg Abbott disagrees, saying the Mexican government is flat out wrong. Magali Urbina's farm bumps up to the Rio Grande and the buoys.
No los exponga los niños.
Where we saw state troopers rescue a small migrant group with children, Urbina says the buoys haven't stopped migrants from crossing the river.
They don't change anything. It doesn't
deter or doesn't stop. It doesn't do anything.
Gas prices on the rise. They're up about 30 cents a gallon the past month to a national average of 3.83. CBS's Chris Van Cleve looks into it.
Oregon mom Kaylee Grenet says the rising cost of filling up is eating up so much of her family's budget, she found herself turning to food pantries to get by.
Now I can only put in like a little bit of money at a time.
How common is it for a 30-cent spike in a month?
Usually there is then some sort of other circumstance. That, like a hurricane or a war.
Aixa Diaz from AAA.
We're looking at several factors. Supply, demand, cost of oil, and then we have this wild card with extreme heat. Triple digits will affect refineries.
Many refineries are designed to operate between 32 and 95 degrees, but that heat dome forcing some refineries to cut their output. And up went gas prices.
Oregon's governor signs a bill today that allows for self-serve gas. A new day for drivers there.
Go over to Washington and you have to pump your gas over there. So it's not too big of a deal, but I do feel kind of bad for folks who may be out of a job.
New Jersey is now the only state that requires a gas station attendant to pump gas.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After a special election in Tennessee, two black lawmakers have reclaimed their seats in the state legislature.
You can't expel a movement.
That's Justin Pearson. He and Justin Jones were expelled by Republicans for their involvement in a gun control protest. They were reappointed to the jobs, but now have defeated opponents to fully regain the seats. Six white former law enforcement officers in Mississippi have pleaded guilty to federal civil rights charges. The Justice Department's Kristen Clark says they brutalized two black men for more than an hour after entering a home without a warrant in January.
A horrific and stark example of violent police misconduct, which has no place in our society today.
In a court filing, lawyers for the man charged with killing four University of Idaho students offer an alibi. They say Brian Koberger was on a long drive alone at the time of the killings, and witnesses may be able to corroborate. Police in Delray Beach, Florida, have made an arrest more than a week after discovering the body parts of a woman in suitcases floating in the intercoastal waterway.
Our victim has been identified as Miss Ideal Barbosa Fontes, as well as the defendant, Mr. William Lowe, who has been arrested for first-degree murder.
Police Chief Russ Mager says the two were married. A baggage sticker helped crack the case. Florida school superintendents have been told by the state to stop offering advanced placement psychology classes unless they exclude topics related to sex or gender. The College Board called the move sad. Las Vegas police have dropped battery charges against singer Cardi B. She threw her microphone at a fan who threw water at her. The police report was filed by a second person who was hit by the mic. Women's basketball history last night. The WNBA's first to 10,000 career points. Diana Taurasi.
Taurasi, three.
She hit for 42 in a Phoenix win over Atlanta on Amazon Prime. Okay, get in line. The jackpot's big.
Well, I've got the winning ticket, so there's no stress. I'm going to win. A 50-50 chance, right? Either I win or I lose.
That's how he sees the $1.25 billion Mega Millions prize up for grabs tonight. Sixth largest in U.S. lottery history.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
At a Florida high school rendered useless by a 2018 massacre, they will reenact what happened today.
Gun experts will fire up to 139 shots at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School during a reenactment. It's part of a lawsuit that accuses a sheriff's deputy of failing in his duties to protect the victims.
The risk that you run in a reenactment is that you prove the other side's case.
Bob Jarvis teaches law at Nova Southeastern University in Fort Lauderdale. 60-year-old former sheriff's deputy Scott Peterson was acquitted of felony child neglect and other criminal charges for failing to act. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A newly published scientific paper says a 508-million-year-old fossil discovered in British Columbia has been called the oldest adult swimming jellyfish ever found. This is from a fossil find originally made in the 1980s. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.